Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to spring forward and celebrate otherwise blameless lives. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices in the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? It's another one of our pop-up weekend coffee clashes. Are you listening live? It is Saturday, March 9th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Twitter is 24/7, so live or on podcast, dive in when it works for you at AB Writes. And if you find yourself listening live to the broadcast, more and more folks do, even on these impromptu shows. The TCS crew get that social media memo out. You can avail yourself of the entire social media platforms, including the Facebook page and our comment chat box. Cultural cacophony, well, taking it all in, the shocking, not-so-shocking Manafort sentencing, part one. We'll take that on. The Democrats' Ilhan Omar problem, it is one, and we'll have to talk about hypocrisy in the great big blue tent. Speaking of which, a couple of folks have bowed out before they even got into the very crowded 2020 race, still biding our time. And I'll talk a little bit about watching the great movie Doubt after watching the compelling, cringeworthy HBO documentary, Leaving Neverland. Gayle King versus R. Kelly. International Women's Day, a little hangover for Mardi Gras on my birthday. Joe Mo and trolling Trumpians. We had one last week on our show. Love it when they call in. Love anybody calling in, frankly, as we know. And someone on my Facebook page this week who played the approach avoidance game. I'm going to take all that in. Love to get you in the mix, too. Join us, won't you? Grab yourself a cup of Joe and let's go. We'll contemplate life in and out of cages, real and imagined. It is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Friend, I just wait. got to stop thinking so negative, son.
Thinking.
Yeah, great instrumental version of the Beatles classic Think for Yourself on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, also Queen of Soul. Aretha, you got to think. And think about this. The Aretha Franklin Queen of Soul Grammy star-studded special coming up tomorrow, March 10th on CBS. Check your local listings. Elton John from the vintage early album, self-titled early circa 70, I think, and Cage as we contemplate life in and out of cages. And yes, they are cages, even if they are quote-unquote larger. Did you hear about Secretary Kristen Nielsen, Department of Homeland Security Secretary before Congress, deflecting, weaving, do all that kind of stuff that the Trumpians are known to do, this family separation situation, an atrocity to... You know, tie with many of the American atrocities, for sure. I think it's even worse than the Japanese internment camps in World War II, mainly because these families are separated from each other, and some people may not ever be reunited. How much of an atrocity is that? Boy, she dodged and weaved in a way that was horrific, and all I can say is I'm wishing her, and I don't really take pleasure in wishing other people suffering by any stretch, but this woman deserves to have endless sleepless nights for decades contemplating her complicity in this American atrocity. It's outrageous. It really is. Your take, Twitter, Zabie Wright's phone line is 347-857-4505. Hey, Facebook page and pop in the chat box are open, too. By the way, this edition of the Amy Beth Arkley Show is brought to you in part by Old Navy, springing forward for great styles and savings at Old Navy, by the Oak Center for Lifelong Learning. It's never too late to embrace your dreams. Live the life you've always wanted. Details on upcoming spring workshops and classes at oakcenter.org, and our friends at PopNet, Arts, Culture, Conversation. They're up and running 24/7, on air, online, featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and there's Robust Roundtable. So what do you think about the Manafort sentencing? It is part one. The judge, T.S. Ellis, kind of seemed to be in the bag for Manafort from the beginning with some of the things he said. He did sentence him just under 4 years, which basically is a lot of time if you think about it. I mean, maybe we should be rethinking sentencing in general and give people more of a downward departure. But boy, oh boy, talk about the guidelines. It was 19 to 24 years for the sentencing. He does have another potential 10-year sentence coming next week in D.C. We'll see what happens with that different judge. But we'll talk about the sentencing and the disparity, and I think that's the problem, but also in the comments the judge made about this case, where he said that Manafort, who, you know, come on, he defrauded the government for decades. We're talking tax fraud, bank fraud, all kinds of crimes, and they were financial crimes that he was convicted of in this case, of course, but still lots of them. And the thing that was astounding was his comment that said he lived an otherwise blameless life. What does that mean exactly? He's a bad guy. He was promoting and furthering the missions of dictators around the world. This is not a great guy, that's for sure. I'd like your take. Twitter is Xavier Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box also open because I don't think no one is to blame. What do you think? Let's mull it over together, shall we?
No one, no one, no Government agency, you know we don't have a sense of humor.
There's a man who leads a life of treason. Now he can't believe the trouble he's in. He gave insider bones to Putin and his throne. Odds are he's in Leavenworth tomorrow. Secret agent Manafort, secret agent Manafort. Hey, they're giving you a jumpsuit and taking away your name. You mention Mueller and he barely twitches. But Deripaska makes him soil his britches. Even at his trial, he had Kilimnik on speed dial. Odds are Trump is his cellmate tomorrow. Secret agent Manafort, secret agent Manafort. Hey, they're giving you a jumpsuit and taking away your name. They say he laundered money and then hid it. He said, oh, no, 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 okay, I did it. A guilty plea he copped. Yeah, he flipped, but then he flopped. Odds are he'll say, pardon me tomorrow. Secret agent Manafort, secret agent Manafort. Hey, they're giving you a jumpsuit and taking away your name. Yeah, they're giving you a jumpsuit emblazoned with your name.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at night, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a mane, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade, and she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bag the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his unsweat. And he hopes to grab his father's root when Facebook passes on. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a soft guitar, and he goes to the regatta, he adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town,
the man, not so much. The Kinks, and apropos, not so forgotten, 45 for Kelsey on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Secret Agent Manafort, Roy Zimmerman, I think we'll be playing that one a lot. Trudy loves it for sure. And Lynn Anderson, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden, but pardon my big, bad, blameless life in the rose garden, won't you? And no one is to blame from Howard Jones. We're talking the Manafort sentencing, the backlash therein. Your take, Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you be stumbling in live on Saturday, March 9th, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open too. Dom chiming in via the PopNet chat box says, love the weekend get-togethers. Regular deal, I hope. We're working on it, Dom. We'll see. And he goes on to say, Manafort sentencing, yes, too light. The guy should have had a book thrown at him. Okay. And again, you know, I don't want to get involved in Schadenfreude, you know, the idea of really enjoying other people's suffering. That's not my style. I don't think we get anything out of it in terms of our own humanity. But it's just a question of the disparity because, you know, he's going to do at least four years and probably more with the other judge chiming in come this Wednesday in D.C., and he could do another additional 10 years. They could do it concurrently or stack it, as they say, which would mean consecutively, or some combination therein. So people are saying he'll probably do like 7 or 8 years. Who knows? They've been guessing, playing a guessing game. The man is nearly 70. He does have some physical issues. I'm not saying that, and I'm not looking. I'm sure it's a horrible experience if you have to spend a few days there, and he's already been in jail for 9 months. But, of course, his crimes seem to be on a larger scale than Michael Cohen's crimes, and Cohen got 3 years, and Cohen is cooperating, where Manafort was cooperating, then he wasn't cooperating, he lied, he witness tampered, all this other kind of stuff, and the judge didn't seem to take that into consideration, along with all his big, bad stuff that he's been doing all those years. So I don't know. It's a disparity, if that's the question mark, and we should reevaluate some of these other people that go to jail for prison for long stretches for relatively minor crimes, in comparison, for sure. Twitter, AB Writes, we got some folks chiming in there. Pinky said, I oppose Manafort's sentence. His sentence was too low, but returning to mandatory minimum sentences, as one person on AM Joy suggested, does not work. I kind of agree with that, because then you're just going to again, warehouse people, which I don't think is the right idea either. Should this judge be removed from the bench? It's very difficult to do, as we know. So I'm not saying that that's the answer either. But he seemed to have it sort of half in the bag for Manafort, who wasn't even very contrite. He did say he was humiliated. He did say my conduct brought me here, but he didn't really – he said I asked for your compassion, but he didn't really say he was wrong. I mean, it's just – a little kooky, a little crazy. I don't know. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page open too. We have some other folks here chiming in. Todd said, you know, it's really amazing that he was sentenced anyway as a former campaign manager to the actual president of the United States. Let's not lose sight of that. Yeah, well, that's also true. And wake the you-know-what up, so says David. This one woman who voted in 2016 without realizing that she was ineligible because of it, and she apparently was on probation. She got 60 months in jail, where he says Manafort stole millions, 5 counts of tax fraud, 2 counts of bank fraud, and failure to disclose a foreign bank account, only 47 months. This is what institutional racism looks like in America, and there is that. This other guy, T.S. Ellis, the judge, gave former Congressman William Jefferson 90 months, I think it was. Oh, 17 years. I'm sorry, 17 years. I don't know how many months it is. 17 years for stashing $90,000 in a safe. You know, again, it's all a question of comparability. I mean, what does it make sense? Why the big disparity? Why are we taking some kind of leniency towards this guy who claiming, again, it wasn't a one-off deal. He was defrauding the government. He was pulling all this scheme, whether it was a well-thought-out scheme or he was just his daily practice, for decades. He got away with it because nobody was looking because, frankly, he was working – if he didn't work for Trump – a guy had said working for Trump and having Trump run for president put Trump, his entire family, and his whole entourage in peril because they were grifting in plain sight and probably would still be doing it without anybody noticing because that's how it works in this country. It's very strange. I don't know. Greta says, while we're on the subject of Paul Manafort, let's not forget the way he treated his own wife, forcing her to have sex with other men, according to his own daughters. Manafort is an evil man who used his wife as a sex slave. Ouch. I'm not sure about that. Is that true? He's not a good guy, and he certainly was working for some evil characters. In fact, they called his firm the torture firm because he represented dictators. He represented people that nobody else would touch with a 10-foot pole. Let's not lose sight of that, please. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box open. We're going to take on this Omar Elon problem the Democrats seem to be having, as well as the POTUS 2020 race getting crowded. And then again, a couple of folks have bowed out. We'll take that in a couple of minutes. A couple of cultural milestones. Sorry to note the passing of Luke Perry. We talked about this last week. The 90s heartthrob from Beverly Hills 90210 had a massive stroke and passed away only 52. Wow. And apparently a really nice, cool guy all around. And 70s heartthrob Jan Michael Vincent also passed away, although he passed away in early February. His death was just noted this past week. Apparently of cardiac arrest, he was 73. Big, big star, TV movies, Airwolf, of course, some other movies in the 70s, 80s. Fell in hard times in the last couple of decades with alcohol and drug abuse. Came back, had a couple of different comebacks, but not reaching his early glory, and apparently left this earth penniless and kind of on a – well, I think he was married, though. I think he was married, but had his struggles for sure. And also we learned this week the dire diagnosis for beloved game show host, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, saying that he has pancreatic cancer. That is a tough diagnosis. My grandfather passed away from that disease. Really tough indeed, but we'll wish him the best. He's vowing to push on because he does have another 3 years on his Jeopardy contract. And if anybody can make it – kind and generous man with lots of kind and generous thoughts from the nation. Get well. Alex Trebek, we're all with you. It is the end of the Third Week Show. Reach out. I'm not afraid to die. Show for Gun 45, Iko Oko from the Dixie Cups for Hallie. Thanks for checking along. And Paul Simon, take me to the Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday happened to be my birthday last week. My sister said, does it always come out on Mardi Gras? No, because my birthday's not always on a Tuesday. Also, Kep Moe put a woman in charge along with Roseanne Cash celebrating International Women's Day yesterday. And Natalie Merchant, kind and generous. That one for... health wishes, best of wishes for icon Alex Trebek. All his best and kind and generosity, kindness and generosity for all of us. We all could use that to each other, right? Show that, display it, and celebrate kindness when we can. Because you never know what people are going through, as we always say in this show. Really, people are carrying a lot of burdens, a lot of weight, a lot of scars, and sometimes you don't see it. So, err on the side of being kind, just for the heck of it. Makes me feel better, too, that's for sure. Hey, Twitter is up and running at AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. If you find yourself joining us for the live broadcast on Saturday, March 9th, we have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box as well. And speaking of the 2020 race, a couple of folks said we're bowing out before we even start. Michael Bloomberg, no can do. He says he thinks he could beat Trump easily in the general, but would have a hard time in the primary as more of a moderate. And a great loss there. I think if we're going for an old white guy, let's go for Biden. We're biding our time, indeed. We'll see what happens to the former VP if he enters the race. 95% sure that he will. We'll see. Sherrod Brown, the Ohio senator who I thought was going to surely get in because he was on his integrity of work tour, says he's staying in the Senate. I guess he sees no path or no easy path to victory. It's crowded, so it's hard to tell who's going to come out on the other side. But I will say this. Some of the stuff that's going on within the Democratic Party could lead us, you know what I'm saying, to possibly another 4 years with you-know-who, regardless of his flagrant, felonious behavior, the hate speech, the possible treason. It could happen, and we have to be careful that we don't snatch defeat from the jaws of victory again. Amazing. And one of the people who's entering the fray here is freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, who has thrown around a couple of anti-Semitic comments over the last several weeks. So, that, yeah, I think she is anti-Semitic. I'm sorry, I have to call it out. You have to call it out wherever it happens. And I know the question said, well, if she was a not a Somali immigrant, not a black woman, but a white man from Minnesota or any other state, would you be calling her out? And I think they probably would. Now, identity politics is not something really to shirk from. They always say, you know, Democrats play that game. It's not a bad thing. I mean, she has an intriguing background, and it should be celebrated, frankly. And diversity is important, and that's a hallmark of our country and the party. But you still have to call it out when somebody behaves badly on your side of the aisle, too. You just do. And I fear that Trump is going to use this to his advantage. Now, I know somebody said to me, well, the other day, I can't worry about what Trump uses. Well, you have to worry about it because he can still win. And he's already talking about the Democrats being the anti-Jewish party, which is outlandish with all the anti-Semitism that he has winked and nodded at and spewed himself and people that have surrounded him have done. So that's just crazy to me, but it could happen because he's got a way of doing it. He's got a way of doubling down and saying things over and over again so that 30 to 40% of the people believe him. Or 46%. His approval rating actually went up to 46%. And I posited on Facebook earlier this week, how does this happen? And a Trumpian troll came along. And you know how I love him. We love the Trumpian troll last week that we had on the phone on the show. But she said, I'm thrilled with the stuff that he's doing. I'm glad he has great approval rating. So I said, really? Well, look, what are you thrilled with? The family separation, that atrocity, the tax plan, which isn't really working for most folks, the hate speech, what do you like about it? And she said, oh, I want to get into it. And other people started coming after her and she said, well, I'm going to be bullied. Well, she's not bullied, but, I mean, you're sort of playing approach avoidance. I'm telling you I'm happy, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm happy about because if I did, somebody said, then you'd realize what a horrible person she was. Now, I'm not going to say that, but come with some ammunition because most Trumpian people just say, I just have a feeling. I just like his style. What do you like about this style? It's gruff. It's vulgar. It's ridiculous. I don't know how you can like that. Anyway, your take. Twitter is AB Rights Online 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, too. But Ilhan Omar has got to be careful. Some of the things she said were just downright anti-Semitic. This notion particularly about divided allegiances is very troubling because that's beyond dog whistle. That's what the Nazis used against the Jews and eventually exterminated 6 million of them. Now, I'm Jewish myself. I don't agree with everything Israel does. And you can criticize Israel and not be anti-Semitic or anti-Israel or anti-Jewish. You can be Jewish and feel that way, too. I mean, all of those things are true. Read Thomas Friedman's column, which is fascinating, The Times. I posted it, I believe, on various sites. We'll post it for you again. It's called Ilhan Omar, AIPAC, and Me. The congresswoman and I have a lot in common, but not her stance on Israel. And he talks about the fact that he actually grew up in her district in Minnesota, and I didn't realize how many Jewish folks were and noted Jewish folks lived there. They called themselves the Frozen Chosen, including people like Al Franken, the Coen brothers, Peggy Ornstein, Norm Ornstein, and others. It was the St. Louis Park section of Minneapolis, which is where her district is. So it's interesting that she's in that district, and she could have a diverse group of constituents to represent. And I'm not throwing her under the bus, by the way, but what she says does matter. And you can't just because she has an intriguing background say okay or she doesn't, you know, you can't defend it. And you have to call it out. And it's on us to do that, and I think we need to. And if we don't address it, it's at our own peril because Trump is using this and fueling it in a way that only he can do. And it's true that the Jewish voters, not that there were an organized bloc by any stretch, but 70 to 80% generally vote for Democrats. But he can try to erode that. And there are people who vote particularly on the Israel issue, and sometimes they're misinformed. And you can be critical of Israel, and I think that we have to do more for a two-state solution to have peace in the Middle East. All of those things we can talk about, but with the anti-Semitic tropes and her allegiance and her affiliation with people like Farrakhan, those are questionable, and they should be called out. And just because she's a black woman with an intriguing background doesn't mean we give her a pass. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. A few people chiming in about this. The House of Representatives, S. Ross says, are a bunch of cowards. The very fact that Ilhan Omar made hateful anti-Semitic remarks is the reason for the anti-hate resolution, which was kind of tepid and incorporated all kinds of hate speech. That it passed yesterday, overwhelmingly, by the way, with a few Republicans who said that they weren't going to sign on because they didn't, mention white people. So why wasn't this woman mentioned as a prime example, as Ross says? Hypocrites. Yeah, well, I think you should call her out. I do think you should call her out. I don't know whether official censure is necessary because then you're getting picayune about things, whether you need to remove her from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I think maybe she should be, frankly, especially after she was warned a couple of times. But it's true that Steve King was tossed off his committees after 10-plus years of anti-everything speech. So maybe you give her a little more of a pass, at least for now, but watch it closely. We'll see. You know, it's Subit says, inch by inch, row by row, a titanic shift is happening in the political discourse on Israel and anti-Semitism, and we better be careful which way we go. Because there are some, you know, there is some fear that what's happening in, say, the U.K., where anti-Semitism is seeping into the left, we have to be careful about that. I mean, it's something which is serious. And it's not just anti-Semitism. I agree. It's anti-Islamism. It's all the isms, all the prejudices. But each thing that happens should be called out for what it is. And I think it's watering it down is not the answer. But Pelosi, she's herding cats, and it's a real treacherous situation. Free speech, ain't it grand? It is. Everybody has the right to say what they want to say. But I think what Representative Omar has to realize is that she is now under greater scrutiny in her elevated position, and she has to be careful because words do matter. They do have power. And certainly the higher up you are in the society, the more powerful those are. That's something to think about. And read the Thomas Friedman piece. I think you'll enjoy it. Reach out. Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, .net chat box, too, and figure out how we can respect yourself and each other. Stuff. Yeah, not so hard. Think about it.
Yes, it does affect everybody that you're running into. How in the world do you think everybody's going to respect you? If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand, you're just. Get out the way and let the gentleman do it.
in the darkness of insanity.
Shout out to her Inspiration Action Challenge success story. It's Karen in Elmsford, New York, not too far from me. She says, I've retired recently and embarking on what I've always wanted to do, be a writer. Didn't really know where to start, but I've been doing the challenge, and you have focused me and given me some impetus to keep going with the journaling. Not sure how it will work out, because I'm just starting, as I said, but I'm hopeful, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm not as scared as I was without it. So thank you. Well, thank you, Karen. I'm glad we gave you a little fuel to work with. And I'll tell you, enjoy your retirement, but when you embark on a career as a writer, you never really retired, and there's homework every night. Just so you know, but enjoy it. I think you're going to find it very gratifying. I hope you do. Please keep us posted. Hey, if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout. You deserve it. You're also spurring somebody else on That's for sure. If you need a creative kick in the keister, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. I'll give you a primer on the challenge, a couple of the tips and tricks to get you on a more creative and productive course. So reach out either way to the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, ArkaWy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery, some other goodies up for grabs, and chime in with your guest suggestions, your big story and forgotten 45 requests, all there, one-stop shopping. Oh, yeah, we have links to the podcast, too. You can find the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. All the shows are archived as such. Where you get your podcast from, Spotify to Stitcher, Mixcloud to iTunes, you'll find it there. Indeed. Select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. Got it out. Got it in. We're going to go around the media, social media horn before we sash out of here. A couple of folks chiming in on the Ilhan Omar story. Michael says Ilhan Omar represents the new face of anti-Semitism, and the DNC should not dance around the issue and excuse her behavior because she is a minority. They should ask whether she fails the 3Ds test of demonizing, double standards, and delegitimization. Intriguing indeed. And I do think at our own peril we dance around it too much, because this is going to be a crucial election and we don't want to lose. But on the other hand, I'm all for free speech. People just have to realize the power of their comments and their speeches. On the Manafort issue on the PopNet chat box, Jesse says, don't worry, Manafort will be going down big time next week. The judge is a tougher cookie in D.C. She's going to stack him 10 years plus. You watch. Well, we'll see. And as I said, I'm not really into the whole Schadenfreude thing, but we'll see how it all plays out. I understand Michael Flynn is going to be sentenced next week, too. So lots of big news every week as it is, just keeps on coming. And Cohen, the whole pardon thing, we didn't talk about that, where Trump claims that he asked for a pardon, he said he didn't. I mean, they're liars on liars on liars. Who the heck do you believe? But the man at least brought receipts. That's the key. Hey, don't forget, you're springing forward. Which means we lose an hour of sleep. We get some more daylight, but that hour of sleep that we lose, some of us need like an extra 10 days to just catch up. Hey, thanks for joining us, TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth. Thank you for helping us get through the show, as they say. Friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, our producer Trudy Hart at Radio Trudy, follow me at AB Writes. And drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. Love y'all. We're out of time. But we are. We'll leave it this time. Take care.
Don't know what's going on. You've been away for far too long. You can't come back and think you are still there. You're out of touch, my baby. My fortune's got a baby. Baby, 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 you're out of time. The girl who wants to run away discovers that you've had a day. It's so good you're thinking that you're off your man. You're out of touch, my baby. First in line, oh no. You're out of need, my baby. My poor old fashioned baby. I said, baby, 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 you're out of time.
up there without a doubt. 'Cause baby, 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 you're out of hand. Sing a song now.